Okay, I think we're ready for a call. Who's on the line?
This is Lucille Jones.
Lucille, how you doing today?
I'm just fine here.
What can I do for you, Lucille?
Is this here that nurse talk show?
This is the nurse talk show. I'm so glad you called in.
Yeah, I got a big problem here with my mother. She's down there in Texas in a nursing home.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and she's got MRSA.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
So for the listening public, MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staph aureus.
Yeah, and
that's a big word, Kiss.
That is a big word. Did you know what it meant?
No, that's just what they're
Not
telling
you,
me.
Maggie. I got you. I'm sorry, Lucille. Go ahead. So she has MRSA.
She was in the hospital, and they had her some kind of antibiotic therapy.
Mm.
And her butt is just so raw, you can't believe it now.
I betcha.
And I don't know what's caused in that. But then they went, and they said they were going to keep her in the hospital, and they discharged her over to the nursing home on Friday afternoon. My sister was on her way to a shoot, you know, where they go down there to Texas and shoot their guns off. She was on her way to a shoot.
Now,
she had
wait.
To turn around and go back and get my mother out of the hospital.
Your sister was on a shoot?
Yeah, she. My
Is this a
was,
normal thing, a
slide
shoot?
Slide over into the nursing home. Anyway.
You are from Texas. So your sister was on a shoot and
yeah,
while your mother was being...
Yeah, she had to go back and get my mother out of the hospital. And the doctor promised that they were going to keep her in the hospital until she's clear. Now, this here nursing home, they say that she's got to culture out 3 times negative before they can open the door to her bedroom.
Ah, okay.
Is this here stuff airborne?
No, MRSA is not airborne, and
not,
closing the door for 3 days...
I thought it was only in the sputum.
MRSA can be
like
anywhere.
That, up there around the mouth.
It can be
is that
in
where the sputum comes from?
That is where the sputum comes from.
But what's wrong with her rectum? You talked about her rectum,
her
too.
Her butt is so raw. And they had her on something called D-I-F-L-U, something like that. S-E-A-N, something.
Diflucan. Diflucan.
Some flucan.
Yeah, Diflucan. Yeah, gotcha.
Flucan.
Gotcha.
Anyway, they had her on that. And then now they got just to sprinkle some powder on her butt.
Okay, good. So, Maggie, do you have anything for a raw butt? What do you put on a raw butt? There's that butt balm. That works pretty well.
Tap one cheek to the side of the bed and get the air at it.
Maggie, tape one cheek to the side of the bed.
Well, you know, I don't know. They were using them plastic diapers on her, and I think that's made it worse. But what do you think is causing this raw business in the first place?
Well, she's incontinent, I would imagine.
Yeah, she is. I can't tell whether...
No.
They need to put in a Foley catheter and keep her dry and keep her off her butt.
Change the diapers more frequently.
Don't use the diapers at all.
Don't
just
use Chucks. Diapers at all.
Just put the Chucks up under a draw sheet rather than having that plastic. She's reacting to the plastic.
Now, what is that you're talking, draw sheet?
I'm talking about just a cotton sheet that you put over the Chucks, the waterproof pad that collect the urine. The waterproof pad that... Listen, just tell this nursing home, better yet, when you get off the line here, I'm going to get your number and I want to call over to that nursing home and just tell them what I think, what they ought to do. How about that? How would that do
you? Well, that sounds fantastic. Would you do that for me?
I would. And then what I'd really love is to go on a shoot with your sister. I've never done something like that before.
You've never been on a shoot?
I've never even heard of a shoot. When you said talking about a shoot, I thought you were talking about maybe getting us over in Hollywood, and that I would love.
Oh.
But you were talking about some other shoot with guns,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, we got all the guns. Don't worry about that. We have plenty of them for you to come along and just grab one.
I bet you do have plenty of guns. I bet you do. And I'm just a little worried about you and your sister with all those guns.
Oh, especially down there in that nursing home. They better straighten themselves up. If they come down there just a few minutes ago and shut the door to my mother's room because they were sure it was out and down the hall to everybody else's room. Can you imagine that?
Well, I can't imagine that because MRSA is pretty, it is
pretty
something
strong.
When you get in a nursing home, it can travel pretty quickly, faster than a speeding bullet to put
but
it.
How can it travel quickly if it ain't airborne? Or
because
ain't
people touch
the
skin, people touch their skin, they don't wash their hands when they pick up their revolver. And
so this is the nurses that are doing it then.
Well, you know, it is Texas.
The nurses are the ones that are responsible for all this here.
It is Texas, is all I can say.
The spreading of this myth.
Okay, well,
I'm going to... on my mother's butt, the nurse's hands, and all that stuff?
Well, you're getting a little off into a place I don't want to be. So I'm going to get your number offline, and I'll help you out with that. But thanks for calling in. We appreciate the call.
All right. You girls have been a great help.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Good luck with your shoot.